extra time here. 4 minutes put on the clock. It is overtime in Hill City. It's our first tip-off of the game because the game started with a technical foul. Now it's an easy layup. They ran it to perfection. It went right to Cademan Bridges and then laid in by Colt Worth. But it was our first tip-off of the game because of the technical foul that begun the game, ended in Hill City basketball. Going to the left side, it is Carson Keith. Keith attacking Katura. Keith will step back three in the corner. It rattles out, no good. It was halfway down and doesn't go. Quinter gets the rebound. Katura up the far side. He's got it, dribbling the left hand between the legs. Now crossover, gets it over left side, Worth. Now Salyers in the corner. Salyers tries to throw it to Worth. Worth cut. Now it's a foot race in the back. And a great play, though, by Gunnar Katura to go get it. Him just going and getting the basketball made it a backcourt violation and not an easy layup. 56-56 going into overtime. Now 58-56, it's the second overtime game for Quinter. They scored their highest point total versus Greeley County December 20th before winter break, where they won 72-67. Here's Kieswetter at the elbow, and a travel. Kieswetter walked with it. It's the first overtime game for Hill City, and in that game, Quinter, I mean, it was a great one. Salyers ended with 26 points, and Gunnar Katura, who hit the game-tying shot to go to OT, had 23. This time it was Colt Worth to hit the game-tying shot. Katura to walk it up, hands it off to Worth on the left side. He'll swing it over to Deaton in the corner. Deaton overhead pass, Worth left wing. Under 3 minutes to go. Salyers trying to play high-low. They get it to Katura, top of the key. Katura. Now Salyers at the elbow. Little left elbow jump shot, left short. Rebound to the hand of Harmon. Then a foul going to be called on Cademan Bridges. And that's a big one because they're in the bonus. That's two free throws coming for Austin Harmon. It almost looked like on that possession, Quinter was afraid to shoot in a way because they were so worried about getting a good look that when they finally got one, Salyers just left that one well short. Harmon got the board. Two big free throws here. It's good. He went one of two in the fourth quarter. He's only a 48% free throw shooter on the year. He hits the first, 58-57. Austin Harmon with another chance to tie this thing up with 2:48 to go. It's up. The left-handed shot, no good. It's missed in the hands of Salyers for Quinter. It is Colt Worth. They haven't gone across half court yet. Now they do. High catch. Deaton goes up in the air to get it. He's triple teamed. A high arcing pass, and Gunnar Katura is right there for it. 2.5 to go. They bounce pass it to Deaton. Deaton will swing it to Katura. Left wing three for Gunnar Katura. It's swished home. He's got eight, and that's a big-time bucket from Gunnar Katura. His second three of the game. Here's Keith, 2:15 to go. He'll hand it off to Atkins. Atkins spins at the high post. Now gets it over to Keith again. He'll set it up. 2 minutes to play. Katura clapping. He wants his defensive stand right here. They give it right side, Atkins. Atkins trying to get somebody open. They'll bounce past to Keith in the short corner. Keith with 2 minutes to go. Tries to get a key sweater. Gets tipped and stolen away. They force the 11th Hill City turnover. It's stolen by Colt Worth, and now Katura will dribble up the near sideline with a minute 40. They could eat a lot of clock here. They could probably eat all the clock if they want to. Salyers back to Worth. When will Hill City decide to foul? They only have one in this fourth quarter. Worth attacks to Deaton. Now to Katura on the left wing. Katura trying to make a move with a minute and a half to go, and now Salyers in the man-to-man defense is Hill City. They get out of the zone. Salyers drives, gets cut off. He's double-teamed. Now goes to Deaton. Deaton tries to lob it into Bridges, and it's stolen away by the Ringnecks. They force a turnover. Oh, not a great pass by Deaton. John Chris not happy with it. And Harmon, they'll slow it down. Tries to pass for Keith, and it's tipped out of bounds by Gunnar Katura. Another dangerous pass. It stays with Hill City. That pass by Deaton, he was trying to get a low post touch inside to Cademan Bridges, but they didn't need it. They did not need to attempt a pass with that much time already came off. They could have waited until Hill City fouled, but instead they turn it over. Timeout, Keith Riley and Hill City. Tonight's game brought to you by Gove County Medical Center, The Bank, Smoky Hill Ag, Hargett Services, and Pathway Ag. overtime here in Hill City. What a treat it has been. 61-57 with a minute 7 to play. For Hill City, their only points, though, in this overtime was that free throw by Austin Harmon. Carson Keith is 0-for-2 from the field. What do they try and draw up here? Keith leading the way, or actually Zoner's leading the way with 17 for Hill City. Keith right behind him with 15. You'd imagine it would go to one of those two. You need at least a bucket here to make it a one-score game before you start the foul fest. Keith Sweater to inbound on the far sideline. They're going to line up in a box set. Two guys at the block, two guys at the elbows. They go to Atkins. Atkins trying to get in low to Zoner. It wasn't there, though. Now Harmon. Harmon hands it off Keith. A minute to play. Keith, he's got Katura on him. Keith drives. Nearly lost it. He got it back. Katura, a drive by Keith. Kicks it to Harmon. Harmon gets down the lane. Left-handed layup. Too strong. No good. He got a nice lane. It's loose on the floor. Loose ball. This will go to Hill City. The jump ball's in favor of the Ringnecks. Oh, great drive by Harmon to get all the way. But he left the left-handed layup too strong. Hill City gets a second chance, though, with 48 seconds down 4. Another box set. Zoner and Keyswetter on the blocks. Harmon and Atkins at the elbows. Keyswetter bounce pass to Harmon. Dangerous pass. Harmon, 43 seconds to play. Hands it off Keith. Keith's got to go here soon. 40 seconds. Keith wants a screen from Zoner. Gets it. Double team. Zoner getting into lane. Good defense. Blocked away by Bridges. It's saved by Keith. Keith with 30, fires up a three, it's good, he rattles it home. Carson Keith with a massive three. It's a one-point game, and just like that, Hill City's got life. 27.3 on the clock, they burn a timeout. Carson Keith's third three of the game, he's got 18. It is 61-60 with 27 seconds remaining. And how does the experience of late-game heroics favor the Ringnecks? They've been in so many of these tight contests. They're trying to break through here and get their seventh win of the season. On the other side, Quinter, they've been in an overtime game compared to Hill City, but they've been in some different types of wins, not necessarily close ones like the Ringnecks. 61-60, the Bulldogs. It's been a season where they got fourth place at state last year, trying to get to that same spot. They have a good chance to get back in the sub-state that isn't as high-powered as it was maybe last year, you could say. They're the three seed right now in a tight sub-state. And mentioned one game back of second place, two back of first place. They need this win just as bad as anybody. Full court press coming from Hill City. Imagine they'll try a steal first and then probably try and get the foul. They have four to give, though, or three to give until they can get in the bonus. They get into Salyers. He gets fouled. It's an immediate foul by Keith. So the defense was unable to get the steal, but they still have a couple chances. Keith picks up his first. It's only the second team foul, like I said. Throwing it in is Worth. He's in trouble. He can run the baseline. Now he gets it to Katura. Katura will get fouled by Harmon. Harmon picks up a third. So Harmon's really the only guy in Hill City that's worried about fouls at all with three. Nobody else with more than two. Throwing it in. Worth again. Zoner, the big man, trying to get it. And he throws it out of bounds. Cole Worth threw it out of bounds. Katura's trying to say it was tipped, but I don't think it was. And now an inbound for Hill City under their basket. And Keith Riley will now use another timeout with 24 seconds. Colton Worth will throw it away for the 16th Quinter turnover. Oh, my goodness. They were trying to get it to Katura. He was going to get fouled immediately, but it doesn't matter. And now if you're Hill City, do you take the last shot or do you play it where you can get two shots? If you miss it and you foul, I would imagine that's what they do. You don't play for the last one here because if you miss it and foul, it's a one-point game. even if Quinter comes down, hits two free throws, you still have another chance. But if you make it, then you don't foul, obviously. But 61-60 with 24.3 to go. They'll inbound underneath their basket. Carson Keith's been the inbounder most of the day. It looks like it'll be Cameron Atkins throwing it in this time. They'll have Keith lined up on the far side elbow. The two big men underneath in the box set. The two guards up top. Atkins looking. He's still looking. He finds Zoner in the corner. Now Harmon, 20 seconds to go. Harmon dribbling. They are face guarding Keith. Now he's got it with 17. Trying to go to work on Katura. He drives into the lane. Puts up the runner. Too strong. No good. Rebound. Cademan Bridges and a foul with 11 seconds. That's a tough shot from Carson Keith. Falling away off 1 foot. It's on Vincent Zoner, his second. They have one more foul to give, 11 seconds, but they have the time now to have another opportunity if Quinter makes both free throws, as long as they get the rebound if there is a miss. A timeout called by head coach John Crist. And you mentioned these two veteran coaches. They've been through and seen a lot in their times as head coaches of these two programs. Quinter, John Crist, 32 years. Hill City's Keith Riley, 56. And it has been none short of a great game, 61-60, with Quinter up by a point. They just turned it over, though, on their last possession, getting it in. What do they have here? As the teams get ready, both starting five are out there for both teams. Hill City, as I keep saying, has played in so many of these close games, and they just have not been able to break. They've won some of them, obviously. They're 6-10, and not every game has just been down to the wire, but a majority of them, over half of them for sure, maybe even over two-thirds of them. And they've just been grinded out games, and majority of them they haven't been able to win. They have a 49.4 points per game and 49.6 allowed. That's an outstanding mark. Throwing it in is Worth. Worth looking zoner. Good defense. Worth will lob it up for Salyers. He goes and skies in the air to catch that. Atkins never turned his head. If he would have turned his head, he might have had a steal. But instead, it's a foul called and two free throws for Shea Salyers, who hasn't shot a free throw since the second quarter, but he's been a perfect 4-for-4 tonight. And he is 69% on the season. Him, he's a 69% shooter. Couture at 62. Worth at 57. Deaton at 50. The free throw is good. And Bridges at 44. So this is the last guy you want there. 17 on the game for Salyers. 62-60. They will get another opportunity, though. Second free throw here for Salyers. Good. He got them both. 6-for-6. Here's Keith. 7 seconds. No timeouts for Hill City. Off a screen. Straight away. 3. Keith left it short. Long miss. Rebound. 1 second. Keith fires one up and he hit it in the corner. He threw it. He wasn't even looking at the basket. Oh my goodness. Carson Keith. Unbelievable. 63-63. We're going to double OT. Oh my goodness. We'll take a break. This is the area game of the week on 101.9 The Bull.